All right, okay, we're up to Simon Shin Zayin. We're bottom of page 202, say Vav. We're going to be learning more about the permitted and non-permitted discussions and conversations we're allowed to have on Shabbos, which that also is the whole concept, I think, is quite an important concept, that we have to be able to control our mouths. We can't just talk about whatever we want on Shabbos. I suppose not only on Shabbos, but on the weekdays as well. But certainly on Shabbos, there's halachas with regards to what one is and what one is not allowed to talk. So now, and Sivav carries on and discusses the following in bottom of page 202. Also, lechashav cheshboinos, to count the accounts, to make a cheshbon, to make cheshbonos, also lechashav cheshbonos afilim avu. To make the accounts and to look at the accounts, you're not allowed to make the accounts, even if they are passed already, of the past fiscal year, you're not allowed to go through the monetary budget. Could go in kach v'kach v'tzeisi, al dov aproni, to make a cheshbon, how much I've spent over the year, to go through the budget, past budget, current budget, future budget, is also. You're not allowed to look at the figures. Good question. It's a good question. I think it's also not muta. I don't think it's muta. No, I don't think it is. It says yad va'ploini. V'davke she'adayin tzchar ha'poyalim etzloi. This is only. This is if the tzchar ha'poyalim, the workers is still with him, tzchar ha'poyalim still with him. Aval im poram kvar. If you pay the workers already, muta, then it's muta. So that's the following halacha in Sifkot and Chavzayin. Mishnah Berurah explains what this is. What exactly is muta? Kosev Ram cheshbon yishayim b'm tzorich muta lechashbon. If there's absolutely no purpose in counting this money, then it's muta. It's ironic in a way, but it's muta. Ketzad kamosoin tvoi alenu b'shona ploinis kamodinorin hoitzenu b'chasnos bneinu. If you make a cheshbon which is not relevant for now, so if it is, if you have workers still in your house who are doing some works, and you're trying to work out how much I've paid them and how much I still owe them, and anything which is effective from now and it's still relevant for now, for your current budget, then it's a product you're not allowed to. But if something which is not relevant anymore at all, who just historically you want to find out what happened, how much did I spend for the chasnet 2 years ago? How much money did I own two and a half years ago? So a long time ago, kamasoin tvoi alonu b'shana ploinis, Mishnah Berurah says, how much produce I had in the year 2014, 2015. How much money did we spend on the chasna, which was already, it's called grandchildren already. How much is the war, the how much soldiers does this king have? The chiyotz, all this, which is completely not relevant, really. Shein tzicha betel, it's just wasting time to work out all these figures. Shein boim tzorech kal, there is no need. There is no purpose. It's all historic. Then the Rambam said it's muta. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch means, that if you paid them already, then it's muta. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means. But the Magid Mishnah has the Vyed, Mishnah Berurah says, Perish the Magid Mishnah, the Ramaz Lonu, Shishlim Noem is them, it's at Sikha Betor. He said, he may be permitted to make it in. But it's not great discussion on Shabbos. If you can avoid it, it's even better. She'en Sikha Betelo Roy Lirechet, somebody who got fear of Hashem, shouldn't be discussing these matters. Vegam b'yura shal kosesh filu b'chol en yofe kol kach l'tam dichom. Her proper time in Chochem, he's not going to spend time discussing these things. It's past already, it's already gone. Who cares? It's not relevant anymore. Tave kemosh of leitzim, it's in a way like a mosh of leitzim, mevatel ben limudoy, and it's a waste of time. Don't discuss this, certainly not on Shabbos. Maybe on weekday, there may be some value to it, but on Shabbos, don't take out your accounts from the good old years or the bad old years. It doesn't make a difference now to go through that. So on weekdays it's okay, on Shabbos it's not great, but it's not also Medina. Also Medina, it's only if it's mamash relevant. If it's also mamash, so again, if it's relevant for now, it's also. She wants to know how much you owe on your workers. She wants to know how much you need to pay them still. The invoices which have come in. That is also mamash to discuss on Shabbos. If it's something which you've paid up already, and it's only about finding out figures, then it's mutter, but it's not a great thing to do on Shabbos. It's not great. And that's certainly on Shabbos. Even on weekdays, it's not particularly relevant. And if it's not relevant, it's not particularly, it's not a great thing to discuss. Yeah.
Making these calculations about a hustler or a business venture in the past, a person might start doing so to work out a future hustler in his family, or how
which will certainly be also yeah
would work because of what's happened in the past.
Very good. So you are explaining an additional reason why a person shouldn't do so. Absolutely, I hear that. Point taken. Siv Zayin, Mutuloy Malachavero. That's a very famous Siv. Very famous Siv. But I think it was addressed, was mentioned, so as it was mentioned over the last few days. Mutuloy Malachavero. You are allowed to tell your friend. Haniro Beinecho. No, sorry, the next one is a famous one. Mutuloy Malachavero. You are allowed to tell your friend. Haniro Beinecho. Does it appear to you? Shetucholam Odimilo Erev. Would it appear to you that it's okay? It's fine for you to come to me tonight? Half LP, although Shemitoich act from these words, it's evident, maybe you understand, Shetoich lo le'erev le'sochoi, that he needs to come for him to hire to do some work. So if somebody is a plumber or an electrician, and if somebody approaches him on Shabbos and he says, would you be okay to come to me tonight? That's mutter. Although it's evident that he's not asking him to come for a cup of tea, but he's coming to get him to do some work. So that's okay. I'm going through the words of Shulchan Aruch again in Sivzan. You're allowed to tell your friend. You are allowed to tell your friend. Haniro beinecho. Does it appear to you that you can come to me tonight? Afalpi. Although shemitoich kach from this, maybe he understands shetoich loy le'erev le'sochoi. That he needs him to come to hire to do some work for him in his house. That's muta. But you may not say to him, be ready for me tonight. Because that implies already that it's more than implied. You actually ask him to come for paid piece of work. And that's also. So if there's an indirect kind of gentle question, will it appear to you that it's convenient and that it's okay? But to say more directly, that's going to be also. Points out that it makes no difference as to whether the person you are approaching is either a goy. That's not the point. Is either goy. If you tell the person, would it be convenient to come to me tonight? If you tell that, it can be to a goy or it can be to a yid. It's muta. Shivkon Choftes explains why it is muta. Afal pishem itoich kach kiven she'enim afarish bedia. Since it's not explicitly telling him, rak b'der remes. It's only indirect. Letzoich moitz Shabbos, which is for the needs of Motzei Shabbos. Havaleirak, bichlal hiru, it's considered a hiru. We learned. Hirurim mutorim, dabei dover is also. To say something explicit is also on Shabbos. But hirurim, to think about fiscal matters or work matters, hirurim, thoughts, a mutter we learned in the previous Seif. So here it's also called with a hirurim, because the fact that his thought process teaches him that, yes, it's talking about working, but that's the hirurim, that's the thoughts. What you actually verbalized, what you actually said, was fine. Are you coming to me tonight? But if you tell him, are you going to be ready for me tonight? There's also that's considered explicit speech, which is going to be also. There is an element of hired work. Will you be ready for me tonight? When you say that, will you be ready for me tonight? That's quite direct and specific, that it's for paid piece of work. But if you say, are you going to be available? Are you going to come to me tonight? You know, it could really be, if it would be a different person, it could be that he's coming for a piece of cake. So, therefore, it's mutter. Yeah, but you tell him?
Could tell him come for a piece of cake.
And what if he really does just come for a piece of cake?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So that's that. Now, Sif Ches, the famous Sif, is as follows. You are allowed to tell your friend, I'm going tomorrow to Luton. I'm going tomorrow to Luton. That's Mutter. Why are you allowed to say that? Although you are inevitably you're going to be driving. Why are you allowed to say that? I'm going tomorrow to Lut. I'm going to Stamford Hill.
You could be walking.
You could be. That's right. That's right. That's what it is. Because you are saying hoylech, going, and that means literally all you're saying is you're going. Hoylech, you're going, and it could be by walk. Similarly, you also have to say, "Leich imi lekach ploni nimocho." You can also tell somebody, "Go with me tomorrow. Come with me tomorrow to Golders Green." Kevin shayoyim. Since today, yochay leilech al adei purginin. Since that's an additional point. I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to the Bogan in a minute, but let's just carry on the sentence. V'chein simply called kiyotze b'zeh. Anything similar to that, sheish b'tzad hetze, which could be in a hetze, in a permitted way, permissible way, la'asoytu to do ayoyim today. Yocholem alechaveh shesinu limocha. So what the Shulchan Aruch means is as follows: whatever you could do in a permitted way, you can tell him. Although it's obviously referring to a non-permitted way. So if I say, "Can you come with me tomorrow to Golders Green?" you'll have to say that. Because you could walk to Golders Green.
Is there a chana
there? No. No. Although we are actually addressing over here the speech aspect of it, and that's really the chiddush of it. You're allowed to speak about something which is a discussion of what you're going to do tomorrow, but within this issa, there's a halacha that if you are saying it in a way that you could be doing, that could really mean, literally mean something which is permitted action, therefore it's mutter. The chiddush is, what about if you're what about if it's someone which is out of the tchum? Okay, I'm going tomorrow, I'm going to Manchester. Now Manchester is definitely going to be outside of tchum. And we're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 numbers because that's out of the tchum. So are you allowed to say, are you coming with me tomorrow to Manchester? You're allowed to say that. Are you coming to Manchester? There's two questions of it. One is the going, because you are obviously, you don't mean going, you obviously mean driving. And point number two is that you're outside of the tchum. Very good. So absolutely good. So the answer is that both aspects are muta. The first one, the driving part, is fine, because the fact you're saying you're going, we just said that it's fine. If you're saying you're going, that's fine. You're not allowed to say, "Are we going to drive tomorrow?" because that's an action you're allowed to do on Shabbos, obviously. But if you say, "We're going," that's fine. But now the problem is about outside the tchum. What about that? So here is Aloch, and this is what Chinuch is teaching us, that although when you're going to Manchester, you're going to go past the tchum, but it's a lot of bugerin. You know what bugerin are? Bugerin is that, and that's right, huts, little sheds. That the halacha is that if you need to go outside of the tchum, yes, halacha, that tchum is always outside of a certain area of civilized, populated area. The way tchum is counted is from 2,000 amas, from after where the village ends. How do you define village? If there's houses. If there is a certain amount of houses, you could always still do every certain amount of amas, certain distance, you add an extra house, and that will always be then considered part of the tchum. So you can just add a little house like this, and that's going to be part of the tchum, and then a bit further, another one. And as long as you do it by Erev Shabbos, you could actually extend the tchum many, many miles. And the truth is, by the way, that's how they do it. That's how they save these various areas, even within London, which they save from being in a tchum because of that. But leaving that aside, in terms of our case, are you going to come to me to Manchester tomorrow? The answer is, yes, as long as you don't say drive. What about tchum? You answer the tchum. The answer is, because in theory, theoretically, you could have established bugging little houses, and therefore it's not going to be outside the tchum. It's true, you haven't, but in theory, this could have happened. So by saying, "I'm going, are you going with me to Manchester tomorrow?" it doesn't by definition mean a issa. Could be this bugging, and therefore you're not going out of the tchum. You're right, it's not likely, but it's Shulchan Aruch's lashon is, there's a tzad heta. There's a way of explaining these words that he's doing something better. It's very unlikely, it's extremely unlikely, but it could be, and since it could be, you're allowed to say it.
What if you're saying, if you want to, you're going abroad, let's say you're going, "Oh, I'm going tomorrow to..."
Okay. Good. So that will leave the next part of Shulchan Aruch, and you're going to see soon if that's a problem or not. We'll see in a minute. Very good. Yeah. Anybody else wants to? Okay. So that's that. So we'll answer. Now, what about are you allowed to say I'm riding tomorrow to Golden Screen? There's no establishes for riding. Horse riding is also. So you see that since riding could be by bike, and bike is not even well. So the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing. I'm having a little bit of a. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotel Lamed. I'm skipping two lines. And there's a Mew by the Lamed Dalet. He said, also loimani roichev lemocho. I'm not saying I'm riding tomorrow. Roichev means riding. I'm riding tomorrow. Or shierich bekoron. Or you say, I'm going by a horse wagon tomorrow. Shikurim belash loshonas faren. Faren means to drive. You're not saying I'm driving tomorrow. Why? Are you going to drive with me? Because that obviously came into diburo dova isu be'etzem. Because driving is always going to be also. Riding is also good. Rabbi Frankel points out that it's not. We don't exactly know why biking is also, but the ma'isa riding. It's true. There's but the ma'isa the well established is already. You say that traveling, fuhren to travel. To anything that is fuhren is that's the issa. Kim is the boy dover also beats vein moil etzel as eh. Hakim and you hoy lech lamachot. The Mishnah Berurah is only like is if you say you're going. If you say I'm going, if I'm traveling tomorrow, that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. If I'm traveling is always going to say the expression traveling is going to be also. Traveling. But let's carry on a bit and we're going to identify your question. So, anything similar to that, which is a potential way of explaining it in a permitted way, today, he can tell his friend, let's do that, I'm doing that tomorrow, because he could be doing it today. Provided, there's no the word hiring, paying, wage, those words may not be used. Why? Exactly. Because obviously that would imply an issa. But something which there's no way of doing it today, even if it's only Sadrabonon, so you've got peros, you've got vegetable or fruit, which are mukta, which are outside of the tchum. Since there's no way I can bring them today because they're mukta, you're allowed to tell your friend, bring them to me tomorrow. You're also allowed to say, I'm going to be by the end of the tchum. You're allowed to say, that's a preparation aspect. Let's just finish the remark. I'm you're allowed to say something which is also allowed to say I'm going to do tomorrow. So just to explain that, something which is also to do today, you're not allowed to say I'm going to do that tomorrow. So the example would be, you've got mukta item. It doesn't have to be peiros. It could be a phone. You say, tomorrow I'm going to go. I forgot my phone by my friend. I'm going to go and get the phone tomorrow. Are you going to come with me? Are you going to accompany me? I need to go to Golden Screen to pick up my phone. Oh, that's a good example. I'm going to go to, can you come with me to pick up my phone tomorrow? That's also. Why are you allowed to do that? Because the phone is a mukta item. And since the phone is a mukta item, you're allowed to do it today. You couldn't be allowed to do it today. So therefore you can't say, I'm going to do it tomorrow because it's ready today. It's mukta. So that's the point. But something if you say, are you going to come with me to Golden Screen tomorrow? That's okay. Because it's something which is a tzadet. It could be, in theory, you could be doing it at the cheta. Now that's the question that you asked. It's a very good question. What about, I'm going tomorrow to Etzisol. I'll have to say this yes or no.
Going to get there in one day or could it be a week?
It could be a week.
So then you can do it.
Yeah. I think that although the tzav heta is very restricted, but there is a tzav heta. It can be done. It's very far fetched. Yeah, Moshiach's coming to him. That's right. So it is a tzav heta. It's a heta. Yeah. You could be doing it. You could be walking. You just walk. It's very stretching. I agree. I have never heard of anybody who does it. I've heard of people driving there.
You're going to have to take some form of transport, a train, a ship or a plane. You can't physically walk to Israel.
And if you say, are you going to go with me to Manchester? I'm going to Manchester tomorrow. Is that okay?
You could actually probably physically walk and not be able, well, I suppose it's possible.
It is. Well, it's just as possible. I've never heard anybody doing either.
Because Manchester's land-based. Israel is across the water.
The point is that if I say something which... It's not, you and me know, if I say I'm going to Golden Screen tomorrow, you and me know that I'm going to drive. If I'm going to Golden Screen tomorrow, I'm going to drive, right?
No, people might like a long walk. Because to walk to Golden Screen is feasible.
It's feasible. How about like Stamford Hill? I'm going to Wimble.
It's also feasible if you really want to do it. You could do it.
You could, but it's unlikely, that's what I mean. Yeah, you and me, we both know that I mean I'm going to drive. Yeah. You know that's what I mean. So, but the point is that the words that I said... The words that I said is something which is permitted to do. And that's why it's fine. Is I'm going to go to the screen. That's words. You're allowed to go. So the same is also when it comes to going all the way I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because the words that I said is something which is permitted. It's true. It's very unlikely that I'm going to do it in a permitted way. It probably means that I'm flying. But the words that I said is something which is permitted to do.
So you can argue it's anywhere in the world.
Probably, yeah.
You can argue that and say, I'm going to Australia tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, I'm just thinking now, actually, as we are talking, I've got my reservations now. I've got my reservations because if you're talking about America, there's no way you can do it in a permitted way. Because... Why? Because the swimming aspect. You can't walk all the way.
Anywhere abroad, possibly with the exception of France... Well, I think
the Atlantic
guys are walking along the Channel
Tunnel, but anywhere. You know, I hear there's a difference there. It could be that since there's not feasible at all. So it could be different. I'm not sure.
You're starting your week long journey.
Ah, I see. That's what it means. Oh, that's Pshat. Very good. That could be Pshat. That's good Pshat. That's good Pshat. Yeah.
In other words, you're going to Israel via.
Yeah, it's a good pshat. A good pshat. Because according to you, it comes down a big issa, a big chumrah, which I never heard of. So in fact, it's about...
You're saying that you're going a week journey to Israel. That's also stretching, because most people, you'll go direct.
But even if I say I'm going to go to the screen, I also mean the drive.
Yeah, but then your argument would be, then if you're saying, I'm going to Israel tomorrow, and what Ezra's saying is, through the week, you're going to another part of the world... In the meantime,
yeah. So it could be,
to Greece. I'm going to Israel when you first off to Greece or whatever on the way.
So, yeah.
Then they're still going outside.
But it remains a bit of a question. I hear that. Okay, Rabbi, just to recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about to discuss something which is still relevant now, fiscal matter, monetary matter, which is still relevant for now. That's absolutely also on Shabbos. You've got workers, invoices, anything like that. That's also to discuss on Shabbos. If they're already gone, then it's not, you're not allowed to speak about it. It's just historic. It's mutter, but it's not the ways of Talmid Chacham to speak those matters on Shabbos. We learned to tell your friend that, are you going to come this evening to my house? And he happens to be a painter. It's mutter, although it's evident that you're actually referring to a hired work. You're not allowed to say, I'd like to see you tonight. Are you going to be ready, please? That would be more specific. That's also. To say something, I'm going tomorrow, that's mutter, because the actual word going is referring to something which is potentially permissible, and that's why it's mutter, even if it is outside of tchum, because maybe you have established bourgeoning. To say something which is referring to schiros, a hayit, or paid work, that's going to be also in all circumstances. And similarly also, if there is something which is a mukta item included, that's also going to be also in all circumstances, because mukta remains mukta, and obviously you wouldn't be allowed to do that on Shabbos. Good evening, Abba Yisai.